This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, true story. Yesterday afternoon, as I was looking to see what was on the show rundown for today, I got an all-staff email from HR here at Marketplace reminding us that performance review time is upon us. First of all, ugh, because, I mean, who really enjoys performance reviews, right? But also, karma, because on that rundown I was looking at was a story about performance reviews, which you're about to hear. Workplaces, as we all know, have changed, even in just the past couple of years. Office walls have come down. It's all about teams and collaboration and innovation and disrupting the old order, or at least being ready when things disrupt you. And that eye on the future thing is changing the nature of annual performance reviews as well. As Marketplace's Erica Barris reports, at some companies, judgment day comes a lot more often and is a lot less judgy.
Chris Arnold is a lawyer, and for years he spent the night before his annual performance review.
Oh, brother. Night sweats, shakes, terrors. It was a lot of anxiety.
That's because Arnold didn't know what to expect. Would he get a raise, make partner, or be greeted with a nasty surprise? That once-a-year look-back approach didn't really work so well for companies either. Beth Jones is an expert in work management. She says neuroscience has shown us that motivating people and driving change requires a steady stream of feedback.
It is what our brain is looking for all the time. Five times a second, it is scanning the environment.
Scanning it for validation and clues to how we're doing. Jones says that's one reason 75% of big companies, including Deloitte, Cigna, and Cargill, have changed the way they evaluate performance. Some companies have gone to more frequent performance reviews. Others have dumped them all together. Nobody's talking about this anymore.
The term was called, rank and yank.
That charming expression comes from the Army and refers to listing best to worst and sidelining the worst. GE pioneered its corporate use decades ago. Lots of companies adopted it, and lots of them have let it go. These days at GE, the feedback never stops. Standing on the shop floor of an advanced manufacturing facility outside Pittsburgh, operations and facilities leader David Pinson says,
"Now it can happen at any time, during any day, where you're doing something and someone will come up and basically say, attaboy, or have you ever considered this?"
In fact, GE doesn't use the term performance review anymore. It's all about performance development. Janice Semper, GE's culture transformation leader, helped establish the new system. She says it was part of moving into the digital era and leaving behind
a command and control type of leadership style, which was very synonymous with the industrial era.
Semper says changing GE's culture to put more focus on coaching and collaboration has taken years. But the shift was critical if the company wanted to hold on to its workers and stay competitive in a fast-moving market.
The more volatile and uncertain and dynamic the environment is, the more important it is that people get a sense for how they're doing.
Remember Chris Arnold, the guy with the sweats and the shakes? He now works at Shell Games, a game design company. They do ongoing reviews. And on days when he has one, he says,
Yeah, I'm very relaxed.
Part of this newfound relaxation, reviews and salary talks no longer take place at the same time.
That dollar sign sucks up all the oxygen in the room.
And unlike at his old jobs, Arnold may be the one making other people nervous. At Shell, workers review their bosses and their peers.
There are no sacred cows in our studio, and we're just looking for a system that is sustainable over time.
That's the case at many companies. They're tweaking and trying to figure it out. The one thing they have in common, they're willing to change. In Pittsburgh, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.